Previously on Lost.
This is your daughter. Her name's Clementine.
Those are fate necklaces.
I'll take the one in the inn. Why'd you help me? Just one girl watching another girl's back, I guess. Why are you telling me this?
Just do it, Travis.
I think we should say he's mine.
There's other ways to do this.
After everyone we've lost, I can't lose him too.
My client insists that we handle the exchange of custody quietly. You are going to lose Thoy.
It's Clara's mother.
Everything that Kate and I have done,
it was for Aaron.
Who's Aaron? I'm Ben.
It's nice to meet you, Ben.
If I let you out, will you take me with you? To your people?
That's why I'm here.
Jin?
What are you doing here?
Hello, Jin. Are you there? Jin, can you hear me?
Hello?
Jin, it's Phil, man. Where have you been? The hostile escaped. We're searching the East Grid.
He's headed north.
How the hell do you know that?
Because he attacked me.
What? Where are you? Jin, are you still there? Jin! Jin!
Okay, everybody, listen up. We don't know yet if another attack is coming, so everybody needs to be ready for your security assignments, okay? Make sure you're in contact with your team leaders. The floor's got search parties out, but the hostile's got a good jump on us. We're pretty sure he used this fire as a diversion in order to escape.
If he was locked up, how could he start the fire?
Who are you?
Jack Shepard. I'm new.
Well, Jack, the way he started the fire is he had help, okay? Somebody torched that van, and then that somebody let him out of his cell. And since the security cameras didn't pick up any hostiles crossing the perimeter, that means it was one of us. Baxter, I want a full report on cleanup, ASAP.
You got it, Horace.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You're in the motor pool, right?
Yeah.
Do you mind running that winch for me? You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Okay, no worries. Just throw this lever. When I tell you to stop, just pull it up.
All right.
Simple. Don't do it till I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, crank her up. So they just stuck you in the motor pool when you got here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, same thing happened to me. Wait, hold. That's good, right there. That's good. I guess they couldn't sucker anybody into getting on that sub if they told us we were going to be grease monkeys and janitors.
Well, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Kate.
Welcome aboard, Kate. I'm Roger. Roger Linus.
Nice to meet you, Roger.
That's my kid. That's my kid!
I've got you too.
have a good sleep. Yeah, that's my boy.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Hi. Oh my God. Hey, Cassidy.
Oh my God, I saw you on the news.
I told all my friends I know that woman.
Hi.
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Say hi.
You survived the plane crash. Amazing.
I never thought I'd see you again. What are you doing here?
Sawyer sent me.
So that son of a bitch is still alive?
He was when I left.
And he asked you to come here and give me an envelope full of money.
Well, he told me where to find you and said to take care of Clementine, his daughter.
Well, she's asleep in her crib right now. Want me to wake her up?
I shouldn't have bothered you. I could have sent it, and I probably should
have. Why did you tell me all this?
Why'd you trust me? Because I thought your daughter had a right to know that her father cared.
Why didn't he come back with the rest of you?
The helicopter that we were on was running out of gas, so he jumped so that we could make it to the boat. He was trying to do the right thing.
He was trying to get away from you. I told him he had a daughter. He never so much as lifted a finger to try to call her. So now I'm supposed to think he's a hero because he told you to come here and help us? Hell, I bet this money's not even his, is it?
They gave us a settlement after the crash, and I didn't need it.
You don't have to explain it, Kate. You got the same look on your face I did when he ditched me. All I have for you is sympathy. Is it his?
What?
Your son. Is it Sawyer's?
No. No, I was pregnant before I met him.
That's not your baby, is it? Kate, you just told me that you and your friends cooked a story for the whole world about what happened on that island. So you tell me the truth about that? Why are you lying to me about him?
Because I have to.
What the hell are you doing here?
That was Ben. That kid who was shot was Ben. Was it Saeed? Did he shoot him?
Here's what you need to do, Kate. Keep your mouth shut and stop asking questions, because putting any attention on yourself is the last thing I need right now. Now scram, I don't want you around here.
I just want to know what's going on.
The floor.
What's she doing here?
This is,
I'm Kate.
Kate, she's new over to Motor Pool. We're seeing if she saw anything suspicious, but she didn't, so... You can run along, thanks.
Have you checked out the hostel cell yet?
It's a little busy trying to keep the town from burning down, Horace.
Okay, well then, let's do it. He didn't break out, somebody let him out.
Is there
janitor's keys?
We've only got three janitors. There's Roger, Willie, and that new guy. I just met him. His name's Jack.
Yeah, just brought him in from the sub. I'll go talk to him. Miles, you want to come with me?
Yeah, sure, boss.
All right, I want you to find Jack and Hurley and Kate as quick as you can. Put them in a house and sit on them.
What for?
Because I don't want them talking to anybody else. Things are starting to spin out of control here.
All right, I got it.
All right, go.
Who did this? Do you know who did this to my son?
Not yet, but we're working on it. How's he doing?
I don't know. Juliet told me to wait out here.
Let me see if I can get an update for you.
Thanks, Jim. Roger.
You have your keys with you?
Yeah, why? What do you need? I must have left them at the house.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
More gas. Yeah. If we can't stop the hemorrhaging, we're just going to have to pack the whole trap.
Okay.
Where's the doctor?
At the Looking Glass station till Friday.
How's he doing?
Not well. Hold on. He's still bleeding in there somewhere. I can't fix it.
It's all right.
No, it's not all right. Someone needs to get in there who can find the damage that bullet did and fix it.
You're telling us we're under house arrest?
No. You're all free to leave whenever you want, but I'll shoot you in the leg.
And whose idea was this?
Who do you think?
Sawyer's just doing his job, Jack.
What the hell are you doing, Tubby?
Checking to see if I'm disappearing.
What?
Back to the future, man. We came back in time to the island and changed stuff. So if little Ben dies, he'll never grow up to be Big Ben, who's the one who made us come back here in the first place. Which means we can't be here, and therefore, dude, we don't exist.
You're an idiot.
Am I?
Yeah. It doesn't work like that. You can't change anything. Your maniac Iraqi buddy shot Linus. That is what always happened. It's just, we never experienced how it all turns out.
It was really confusing.
Yeah, well, get used to it. But the good news is that Linus didn't die. So that means the kid can't either. He'll be fine.
Didn't look like he was going to be fine. What if you're wrong?
Well, if I'm wrong, then I guess we all stop existing and none of it matters anyway, then, does it?
Doc, I need you to come with me.
Come with you where?
Juliet said the kid's losing blood and we ain't got nothing to put back in him. So we need you to show us where he sprung a leak.
No.
What?
No, I'm not coming with you.
If you don't come with me, Jack, that kid's gonna die.
Then he dies.
What are you doing?
Making some sandwiches. Figured everybody'd be getting hungry by now.
He's just a boy, Jack. You can't just let him die.
You heard Miles. We can't change what's already happened. This has nothing to do with me.
Unless you're the one that's supposed to save him.
30 years from now, that boy's gonna be a man. That locks me in a cage because he needs surgery. And then you're gonna come in and you're gonna beg me to operate on him. Because he's threatening to murder Sawyer. I've already done this once. I've already saved Benjamin Linus, and I did it for you, Kate. I don't need to do it again.
This is our fault. We brought Saeed back. We caused this.
You know, when we were here before, I spent all of my time trying to fix things. But did you ever think that maybe the island just wants to fix things itself? That maybe I was just... getting in the way.
You know, I don't like the new you. I like the old you, who wouldn't just sit around and wait for things to happen.
You didn't like the old me, Kate.
Hey! Where are you going?
Just try to relax. You're okay. I'm sorry. Juliet, one of the new people is here. She heard Ben needed blood. Says she's a universal donor. This might hurt for a second. Good. Very brave. So James told me that Jack wouldn't help, but he didn't say why. If I understood why Jack does what he does, I sure as hell wouldn't be sitting here. Off-island, did something happen with you two? Well, you were engaged. Does that count?
What's going on?
Roger, I asked you to wait outside.
No, what's going on with my kid?
Kate is giving us some fresh blood so we can transfuse Ben.
Well, I'm not waiting outside.
You know, he could stay with me. And you could check on Ben, and Roger here could keep me company, make sure I don't pass out. Okay. Roger, have a seat.
Thanks.
Sure.
You stole my keys.
Sorry?
The floor asked me where my keys were. That bastard doesn't ask any questions he doesn't know the answers to. Which means my son stole my keys so he could bust that animal out of jail.
Why would he do that?
Because of me. You got kids?
No.
I thought I was going to be the greatest father ever. Guess it didn't work out that way.
What about his mother? Is she still around?
Oh, she's dead. She died the day he was born.
Sorry.
Yeah, me too. I tried to do what I thought she'd want me to do. But I guess a boy just needs his mother. What's going on?
He's going into hypoxic shock.
What does that mean? What's the matter with him?
Oxygen, Roger, get out of here.
What?
Get him out of here.
Wait,
please.
Wait a minute.
Let me get this straight. All this already happened?
Yes.
So, this conversation we're having right now, we already had it?
Yes.
Then what am I going to say next?
I don't know.
Ha! Then your theory is wrong.
For the thousandth time, you dingbat. The conversation already happened, but not for you and me. For you and me, it's happening right now.
Okay, answer me this. If all this already happened to me, then why don't I remember any of it?
Because once Ben turned that wheel, time isn't a straight line for us anymore. Our experiences in the past and the future occurred before these experiences right now.
Say that again?
Shoot me. Please. Please.
Aha! I can't shoot you, because if you die in 1977, then you'll never come back to the island on the freighter 30 years from now.
I can die, because I've already come to the island on the freighter. Any of us can die, because
This is our present.
But you said Ben couldn't die because he still has to grow up and become the leader of the others.
Because this is his past.
But when we first captured Ben and Saeed, like, tortured him, then why wouldn't he remember getting shot by that same guy when he was a kid?
Huh. Hadn't thought of that.
Huh.
How is he?
He's stable.
Is he going to be okay?
He's got some fresh blood running through him, which is a good thing. Roger, I need you to go out to the medical station. There's some supplies there that we don't have here.
Okay. Hey, I just want to say, I want to say thanks. I know that you're doing everything you can to save him. All right, I'm going to go.
Any better? He is stable now. But I can't fix it.
What about this sub? I mean, can we take him somewhere?
No, it's gone. It won't be back for a couple of months.
But he can't die, right?
He is going to die. He is in a medical situation that is not resolvable.
Okay, but we can't just sit here and do nothing. I mean, there's got to be someone who can help him. We have an entire...
What? Maybe there's something they can do.
They.
The others.
Okay, let's go.
I'm coming with you.
No. If something goes wrong or we get caught, it doesn't matter for me, but you've got a whole life here. And besides, if Sawyer knew that I got you involved in this, he'd kill me.
How are you going to manage?
I'll manage, don't worry.
Kate, Sawyer's gonna find out Ben's gone, and when he does, I have to tell him what happened. But I'll give you as much of a head start as I can. Good luck.
There's someone. Someone here in Los Angeles. Let me take you to them.
Who?
The same person that's gonna show us how to get back to the island.
Is that what this is about? You knew about this?
No, I was...
And that is why you were pretending to care about Aaron, to convince me to go back there?
I wasn't pretending anything.
This is insane. You guys are crazy.
Kate.
Just don't!
Mommy, I'm thirsty. I need some milk.
What, chocolate milk or regular milk?
Juice box.
You don't want milk anymore?
Juice box.
Excuse me, where are your juice boxes?
Aisle 5.
Thank you very much. Have you seen my son? Little
Sire.
Three-year-old blonde. Aaron? 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 Aaron!
Excuse me.
I've lost my son. He's three. He's a little blonde
Don't
boy.
Don't worry, ma'am. We'll make an announcement.
No, you have to steal off the story. Erin? Hey! Is this your mommy? Honey, is this your mommy? I found him in the fruit section. He looked lost. I was getting ready to make an announcement. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's okay, mommy. Mommy's got it. Mommy's got it.
Try not to talk, okay?
Tell my dad I'm sorry he stole his keys.
I know you gotta stop me. But I can't just let that kid die.
Damn it, Freckles. I ain't here to stop you. I'm here to help you.
Hi, Clementine. Is your mommy home?
Sure, I'll go get her.
Okay. They're going back to the island. Why in God's name would they want to do that?
I don't know. Jack says that we weren't supposed to leave.
Well, Jack sounds like a piece of work. Look, it's Sauce said, drink this, curl up on my bed, take a nap, I'll watch your fella.
I lost him. I don't know what happened. We were in the supermarket and I turned around for 1 second and he was gone. And you know, the crazy thing is that as scared as I wasn't surprised. All I could think was, it's about time. Why would I feel that way? I mean, why would I expect him to be taken?
Because you took him, Kay.
No, Claire was gone. She left him. I had to take him. He needed me.
You needed him. You broke your heart. How else were you supposed to fix it?
Figure out how you were going to carry him out there by yourself.
The line's just right over there, right? The others are on the other side.
Well, they ain't right on the other side. We better get moving.
Hey. Why are you doing this? Why are you helping me?
When I found out Ben was gone, Juliet told me what you were up to. I asked that exact damn question. Why are you helping Ben? And she said, no matter what he's going to grow up to be, it's wrong to let a kid die. So, that's why I'm doing this. Doing it for her.
Jack?
He's in the shower, I think.
Is he in trouble?
I just need to talk to him. You two mind giving us some privacy?
Hey, ask me more questions about time travel.
I needed you.
I'm sorry?
My kid was bleeding out. You're a surgeon, and I needed you.
That kid is Ben.
It's not Ben yet. He's just a kid.
Juliet, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Not asking for your help. Jack, you made it pretty clear you weren't interested. It's up to Sawyer and Kate now.
What?
She's trying to save him. And I sent James after her to help because they actually care.
I came back here because I care, Juliet. I came back here because I was trying to save you.
We didn't need saving. We've been fine for 3 years. You came back here for you. At least do me the courtesy of telling me why.
I came back because I was supposed to.
Supposed to do what?
I don't know yet.
Well, you better figure it out. You know, I could take him for a while.
Sure you can.
You know, his father said that you think Ben broke Saeed out.
Kid'll do almost anything. He's pissed off enough at his folks.
Is that why you asked me to take care of your daughter?
Did you?
Of course I did.
What's she like?
Clementine?
Yeah, Clementine.
Oh, she's beautiful. Looks just like you when she smiles. She's grown up fast. Already has a little attitude.
Bet you and Cassidy had a lot to talk about.
She had an interesting theory on why you jumped off the chopper.
Yeah, what's that?
She thought you were worried about what would happen if you didn't.
You and me would have never worked out, Kate.
I wasn't any more fit to be your boyfriend than I am to be that little girl's father.
You seem to be doing all right with Juliet.
Yeah. I've done a lot of growing up in the past 3 years.
Hands up! Do not move. I said don't move. It is a violation of the truce. You're over the line.
We know. This kid's been shot. It's both of our problems. So unless you want to go to war, you're going to take us to Richard Alpert. And you're going to do it now.
This is Littleton. I'm Kate Austin.
I don't know who you are. Come in.
Thank you.
Your friend, Dr. Shepherd, came here last night, going on and on about some person named Aaron. When I asked him who that was, he ran out of here like the room was on fire.
He's your grandson. And your daughter Claire is alive.
What are you talking about? Claire died in the plane crash.
No, she survived.
When we crashed, your daughter was 8 months pregnant, and she's the one who gave birth on the island, not me. We lied. There were other survivors, too, and we just left them behind.
Why? Why would you leave her there?
Because she disappeared, and she left the baby behind. We looked everywhere, but that's when I started taking care of Aaron. And when we were rescued, we had to decide what to do with him. And I knew that she had wanted him to be adopted, but I couldn't. I had to protect him. So I said he was mine.
Why did you lie? Why didn't you come to me in the first place?
Because I needed him. You can see that he's so sweet and kind and good.
Where is he?
I checked in two doors down. He's asleep. I know that this is a lot for you to handle, but when you're ready, he's waiting for you. I told him that you're his grandmother, that you'll take care of him while I'm gone, and that I'll be back soon.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to find your daughter.
We got him right where we want him.
Shut up and keep moving.
What's it look like I'm doing?
Hello there, James.
Where did you come from?
You asked my people to bring you to me. Here I am.
Is that Benjamin Linus?
You two know each other?
What happened to him?
He was shot.
And who might you be?
She's with me.
And why are you here?
Because we need you to save his life. Can you?
If I take him, he's not ever going to be the same again.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that he'll forget this ever happened, and that his innocence will be gone. He will always be one of us. You still want me to take him?
Yes.
Richard. Shouldn't do this without asking Ellie. If Charles finds out.
Let him find out. I don't answer to either of them.
Where are you taking him?
Hello, Ben. Welcome back to the land of the living.
www.3w.rrting.com